We are doing the Ein Yaakov. We have a short time tonight. We're up to the Gemara, Lamed Beis and Brachos, page Samech in the Ein Yaakov. Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina taught, Im ra'a adam sheitpalel velo na'ana, if a person sees that he prayed, and his prayer wasn't answered, yachzov v'yitpalel, so pray again. Sh'ne'emar, the verse says, Kaveh Hashem, you give your hope, your prayers to Hashem, chazak v'yametz libecha, Hashem should strengthen your heart, v'kaveh Hashem. And you go back and hope that Hashem will give you what you've asked for. So you see that prayer is about praying and praying again and praying again. The Talmud says in Baba Basra, there are three sins that every person transgresses every day. One of them is yun tefillah, that a person prays and he assumes, well, I've told God what I want, so I'm going to get it. And the Gemara considers that a sin, one of the three sins a person transgresses every day. That at the end of prayer, a person walks away from prayer with this thought, you know, I've already spoken to God, and so it's going to happen. And then he's really setting himself up for disappointment. And the Gemara always warns us, on the one hand, we have a responsibility to pray. We have a responsibility to express our thoughts. On the other hand, we have to pray and pray again and pray again and recognize that it's a process and try to find new ways of praying. We have to find new angles to present our case before heavens. Prayer is really our expression of things that God already knows. But when we express it, we're making a claim. God runs the heavens the way the courts down below run. If you don't present your claim, so it's not necessarily given any weight. Tanu Abanan, we have a Tanaic quote, a Braisa, that was given validation by the academies of Rav Chiya or Rav Oshaya, and that's why it begins with Tanu Rabanan. The rabbis taught, Daled tzirichim chizuk. Four things need strengthening. Eluin, these are they. Torah, learning Torah. Maasim tovim, good deeds. Tfilah v'derech eretz, prayer and a person's parnasa. Torah maasim tovim minayin shnemar, rak chazak v'matzmod lishmol lasot kol ha-Torah. Torah and derech eretz we find was said to Yehoshua. Chazak b'torah ve'masim tovim. Tfila minayin shnemar kavei l'ashem chazak mi'ametz b'chav kavei l'ashem derech eretz minayin shnemar chazak v'nitchazak v'adameinu. So the Talmud brings verses that teach us that these three points, a person always has to strengthen himself within those points. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar taught us another thing. Remember, we're bringing quotes from Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was a disciple of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan was chief rabbi in Israel who compiled the Jerusalem Talmud. So now we're bringing another quote from his disciple, Rabbi Elazar. Gedola ta'anit yoter min hatzdaka. A fast is even greater than giving charity. So the fast that a person fasts can carry more weight in heaven than the charity he gives. Matam, what's the logic behind this? Ze begufo v'ze b'mamono. A fast, you're expressing yourself with your body. A person's whole body is suffering when he's fasting. When you give charity and you say, God, do me a favor, I'm giving this charity and in this merit, do A or B or C. So he's doing it with his money. That's easier, that's external. Now, it's interesting, the Gemara says this on the one hand. On the other hand, we learned together in the beginning of the tractate that the Talmud said, Igra Titaneta. What's the great wages of a fast day? The tzedakah that's given at the end of the fast. The whole wages of the fast is that at the end of the fast, people give charity to help the poor so that they'll also be able to break their fast. So obviously the two Gemaras are talking on two different planes. That Gemara is talking about the sechar, the wages you get. This Gemara is talking about the weight it has in heaven. When a person feels so bad, he expresses himself towards heaven with a fast, so that has greater weight than if he'd just spend his money to express himself to heaven. Even though the tzedakah is very important, but the fast can have a greater weight when it comes to prayer. Rava lo gazal tanita biyoma de'iva. Rava wouldn't declare a fast day on a cloudy day, mishum shenema, because the verse describes that when God, so to speak, closed the heavens from our prayer, he describes it as sakota ve'anan lach me'avot tefila. God, you closed off the heavens and you didn't let prayer in. Could it be that we did this already? Yeah, we did this. So let's skip forward. to the letter Tzadi Beis, Chasidim Rishonim. We have another 2 minutes. Chasidim Rishonim Yu Shein Sha'ar Chat. The Mishnah said the earlier generations of Chasidim would pause an hour before their Shmone Esrei and an hour after their Shmone Esrei. Every person when he enters to daven should come to shul a little before davening, the Mishnah had said, and that's in the halacha, so he could focus. Who's he talking to? When we conclude the blessings just before Shmone Esrei, in the morning and at night, a person is supposed to stand in the place where he's going to say Shmone Esrei before he concludes the blessings. Stand, and stand in silence for a moment or two, and think for a moment, who am I going to talk to here? So the earlier Hasidim, they used to come a full hour before prayer to focus their minds, to meditate, to prepare for prayer. Who am I talking to? Minani mili. What's the source for this concept that one should prepare for prayer, he should come to shul before prayer and be there a period before prayer? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught, you remember Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he's the one that tricked the Satan and entered the Garden of Eden alive. Damar cries, the verse teaches us, Ashrei Yoshevei Veitecha. Praised are those who sit in your home, and only afterwards, Ya'alelucha Sela, they praise you. First they come and sit. First they settle down in shul, before they come to praise. Damar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Torah, mitpalel tzich sheishesha achat l'achal tfilato. A person who prays should also pause an hour after prayer. Shneimar, the verse says, Ach tzadikim yodu lishmecha, yeshivu yisharim et panecha. The tzadikim give thanks, and then they sit before you. So a person is supposed to prepare for prayer by coming in, being there before prayer, focusing. He prays, and then he stays after prayer, and he doesn't just run out. He stays a period after prayer. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a brisa like this, Amit Palet Zich Sheishesh Achat Kon Tviyato V'Shachat Achar Tviyato. One who prays should pause a period before prayer and a period after prayer. The source for the before prayer is the Pasuk of Ashrei Yoshevei Beisecha, and the source for after prayer is Ach Tzadikim Yodu Rishmecha Yeshvu Yisharim Et Panecha, that the righteous, after they give thanks, they stay a while after their prayer.